Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The chairman of the House Oversight Committee plans to move forward this week with holding FBI Director Christopher Wray in contempt of Congress. Then Vice President Joe Biden is being accused by an FBI whistleblower of taking $5 million in exchange for a policy decision. Details are reportedly in the subpoenaed document. Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
I had a phone call with him, explained to him, if he does not provide this, we will hold him in contempt. Now he said, yes, we do have the document, but he'll only show it to the chairman and ranking member. That is not how the Constitution works. If he doesn't come forth and allow everyone to see it, we will move contempt charges against him on Thursday.
Police are investigating the death of six women, all found in the same area of Oregon in the last 3 months. All six bodies were found within 100 miles of each other in the secluded areas of the woods across the Portland region. The deaths are being investigated as suspicious, but police haven't determined whether all the women were homicide victims. Five of the women range in age from 22 to 32, while the body of the sixth woman is still unidentified. So far, police say they haven't found any evidence that the cases are connected. It's a good time to be an Apple stockholder.
Apple stock soared to an all-time high following the launch of its own mixed reality headset. The company unveiled updates and new products at its annual Worldwide Developers Conference. Throughout Monday's session, Apple's shares surged by 1.5% on Wall Street. Year-to-date, the company's stock has risen over 39%. The new VR headset will provide a combination of virtual and augmented reality, superimposing virtual images onto live real-world video. I'm John Schaefer.
In the Stanley Cup Finals, the Vegas Golden Knights are leading the series 2-0 over Florida with a 7-2 victory last night on the Las Vegas Strip. USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Lawyers for presidential candidate Donald Trump met with Justice Department officials yesterday.
The meeting in Washington, D.C. comes as Smith's investigation into Trump's alleged mishandling of classified documents is said to be nearing the end. It also comes after a public request for a meeting from Trump's team about what they call prosecutorial misconduct. Meantime, the federal grand jury in the case is expected to meet this week. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Explosions at a Soviet A dam in Russian-controlled southeastern Ukraine sent floodwaters across the region yesterday, with each side in the war blaming the other. The Kharkovka Dam was built in the 1950s and holds back an amount of water about the same amount as the Great Salt Lake in Utah. The reservoir supplies water to Russian-controlled Crimea Peninsula. The prime suspect from the case of a missing Alabama teen on the islands of Aruba 18 years ago will soon find himself in the USA.
You're on Vandersloot facing extortion charges for allegedly promising to lead Natalie Holloway's family to her body in exchange for $250,000. Natalie disappeared in Aruba back on May 30th of 2005, 5 years to the day of her disappearance on May 30th of 2010. A 21-year-old woman, Stephanie Flores, was found dead in Vandersloot's hotel room. He was found guilty of murder and has been locked up in prison in Peru, where he's serving a 28-year sentence. I'm Laura Winters.
Spry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey,
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Hello, America. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. Liz Peek joins us, Fox News contributor, former top-ranked Wall Street analyst. Liz, how are we doing?
Terrific. Thanks so much for having me.
Always good to have you here. I noticed that you were tweeting out, amazed as I was, about James Comey. I think this really is astounding to me, and that is how the left will, is, as I say, self-indict. If you listen to what they're saying, they will tell you what they've done wrong themselves. I mean, it was amazing to me in that, kind of patty cake interview he had with Jen Psaki. But it was quite revealing, although it's hard sometimes to listen to him because in my ears, he's lost all credibility. But, you know, he's still out there.
Yeah, he's still out there. And I'm afraid he's going to be out there selling a book, acting as though he's above reproach. Amazed isn't the adjective I would use, Bill. I was infuriated by that interview because talking about to have James Comey lecturing us on the danger of Donald Trump not obeying and following the rule of law, a man who, in the case of James Comey, has obviously subverted the rule of law and will never be held accountable. I think for an awful lot of Americans, fair-minded Americans, you don't have to be a Trump fan to recognize that the dirty tricks that went on during the Trump administration were unconscionable. It hurt our country. That's really
exactly
the bottom line. They never thought they'd be caught because they assumed that Hillary Clinton would win. She didn't. She lost in spite of all the stuff that they threw at Trump. And then they proceeded basically to undermine 4 years of a duly elected president's time in office. And, you know, to have James Comey still out there, I mean, look, it's going to be like 2 years from now, we're going to be saying the same thing about Anthony Fauci. I think Anthony Fauci is a disgrace. And yet, you know, I thought you were going to say the left covers for its own. That is really what happens. The media, you know, kind of closes the door and says nothing to see here. And, you know, basically will laud these characters who really have spent their time trying to undermine a president. I mean, it's unbelievable to me.
No, I'm with you on this, Liz, because look at all the money that it cost the American people. Just one side. This thing is so complex, in a sense, because there were a lot of moving parts. I mean, you recall James Comey lays out this case of why Hillary Clinton should be indicted. And
sure.
Then when he says,
and it doesn't.
He says no reasonable prosecutor. But you see, this is the thinking of the left. If you don't think like they do, you're unreasonable. And you're a white supremacist now, you're deplorable, just go on down the line. But that aside, how many millions of dollars did they cost the American? Did Hillary Clinton cost the American people with this stupid investigation and this Oppo research, I mean, this is Watergate on steroids, and look what happened. We lost a president during Watergate, and here we lost our minds.
Yeah, I honestly, I don't even blame Hillary Clinton. Her job is to be a dirty politician. That's what she's all about. But for the Justice Department, for Obama to basically weaponize the Justice Department, I mean, unfortunately, this is all backward-looking, and I really kind of want to move on. But you can't. It's hard to move on, again, when James Comey's kind of in your face, you know, proclaiming what a good guy he is. And I got to say, I was at a forum a couple of weeks ago with Bill Barr, and I was rather disappointed that when asked about the, you know, two-tier system of justice and stuff, Bill Barr didn't seem particularly energized about this. I mean, I think he's all about protecting the institutions, and I understand that a little bit. I mean, I understand that we don't want people running around saying, oh, my gosh, the entire, you know, apparatus of our Justice Department is corrupt. But there is corruption, and it needs to be rooted out. And I think Bill Barr didn't do enough to do that. And I got to say, to have Chris Wray still running the FBI, holy smoke.
Exactly. Well, you know, and I understand why people are weary and want to move on, but you can't. You know, it's like dealing with your own child. You know, your child has done something wrong, and you just, you know, you can only push it to a certain point because you're thinking, okay, they're resisting, they're sticking to the con and lying to you, but you don't sleep well at night, and it doesn't get reconciled. And so what happens if you just ignore it totally, then it finds ways of manifesting itself in areas that are a lot more complex. And this is what we've done. We've moved on time and time again in this country, and this is why we have the bureaucracy, and the two-tiered, and I think two-tiered, it's a multi-tiered justice system. I mean, two-tiered is giving it, you know, I think too much credit, because they do whatever they want to do that fits their emotion at that particular moment. Lady Justice, blind justice, does not exist any longer. Her eyes are wide open, and if you're a Democrat, you get away with it. As you say, the Democrats, they all circle the wagons. They protect one another. We've seen this happen time and time again. And meanwhile, we're steeped in the mess that's left behind. And how can we be an effective government when we've got this kind of corruption in play?
Well, I mean, look what's going on with this whistleblower that apparently, I don't know, has evidence of Joe Biden taking a bribe, an actual bribe, in exchange for a policy move while he was vice president. So what's the FBI doing? They've stonewalled, and now they brought in this document, which was redacted. Of course, all the names are taken out because, of course, it's an ongoing investigation. If anyone actually believes there's an ongoing investigation into Joe Biden's corruption, I have a bridge for sale. I mean, there's no way that that's happening. So Comer in the House, Representative Comer, and is going to presumably, and Kevin McCarthy, are going to bring contempt charges against Chris Wray. I say hooray. I mean, there is no public shaming of these guys that is overdone. I mean, I'm just fed up. But here's the thing. I think at some point, you know, you and I have talked in the past about the silent majority. There is one. I think an awful lot of Americans are just fed up to the teeth with everything that's going on. Perhaps this is not the first thing they're on their agenda every morning, because they wake up, they have to earn a living, they got to take care of their kids and get them to school. But there is this undercurrent of, no, we've had enough. Do not sell us Bud Light with a transgender spokesman. Do not, you know, to Target, don't sell bathing suits that allow men to pretend that they're women. We're over this. And I do think if indeed the backlash to those two big companies is any indication, I think people are just beginning to say, no, you know, I've had enough. I'm not going to deal with this.
No, you're exactly right. We're talking loss of billions of dollars. I mean, you and I, we are business oriented. We're brand oriented. We understand how significant that is and how reckless they have been with their brand, and it's costing them. And it makes you wonder, Liz, I mean, is there enough money from BlackRock and State Street and Vanguard to underwrite this kind of idiocy?
Well, they can't do it directly. I mean, and by the way, even some of those companies have begun to back off because they know it's a losing. Americans are tired not just of all the gender fluidity issues, et cetera. They're also tired of having climate change nostrums pushed down their throat when they know it isn't us. It's China and India is driving the bus on emissions increases. So let's focus where the problem is.
Yeah, how about focusing on the truth? Can we find the truth? I mean, is the truth?
I don't know.
Has it become that elusive, Liz?
Good question.
And that's what's frustrating the heck out of us. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Liz Peek. Stay right there. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. That's 800-823-9853.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Nice. 13 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. Liz Peek is with us, the Fox News contributor, former top-ranked Wall Street analyst. And, Liz, we were talking about the silent majority. And the, what I'm hearing from the silent majority, what I'm able to discern, is that they've had it with this partisanship. You know, they don't want to identify in this world of identification. They don't want to identify as a Republican or a Democrat. They're looking for something else. And when I talked to them, I said, how about an American? I mean, here we are. We have Memorial Day honoring, you know, what, 1.6 million people who paid the ultimate price for the sake of liberties that we enjoy today. One day. But yet we're going to have 30 days for Pride Month. There's just something that's just incongruous and imbalanced. And the silent majority is looking at that and going, this does not make sense. And, of course, I was just in the West Coast, and I grew up as a Dodger fan. And to see what happened there with the Sisters of Perpetual Insanity, you know, you got to sin more, you know, is their mantra. And the Dodgers invite him, uninvite him, invite him, now giving him an award. And my first response is, are the Dodgers throwing the towel in for the season already, you know, in doing this?
Again, I don't think it works. Even in Looney, California, baseball fans, really? Those are the people that they're hoping will kind of be inspired by this. Some of the stuff is just plain bonkers, you know? Mm-hmm. And we talked online, on Larry Kudlow's show yesterday about Target, which is giving money to, I'll back up on this. I am sure when companies give money to their foundation and then that money is handed out to organizations, the CEO is not sitting there parsing every donation of $500,000 or $25,000 or whatever. That's beneath his pay grade. But the reality is someone needs to be watching this stuff, because Target's giving money to an organization that, for example, wants to get rid of Mount Rushmore because they consider it a symbol of white supremacy and colonialization. And, you know, you can take this one organization and talk about all the stuff they're doing promoting anti-racist directives to white children in schools and blah, blah, blah. Usual thing, right? Mm-hmm. But for a major American corporation to be backing something like that, no. And Target's going to be hit by this. I think the Dodgers are going to be hurt. I hope they are, because I think these companies need to start getting the message that this is not okay. And I think, Bill, the real tipping point is kids. I think
without a doubt.
If you want to tell me that, you know, transgenders are just fine and they should be accepted and everything else fine, I don't have a problem with that. When you start going after my kids or other people's children, little children, which I don't have anymore, and indoctrinating them and so forth, that is the line we will not cross. And I think that's what's gotten a lot of organizations in trouble, a lot of companies in trouble. That's what elected Glenn Youngkin, governor of Virginia, because people just were not going to stand for what they were feeding to their children. And that's a pretty darn healthy barometer of traditional values. We care about our kids. We care about our family. So, you know, I do think there's a line here that they have crossed and continue to cross, and people simply will not stand for it.
Yeah, look at Disney. I mean, they have a man dressed as a woman.
What is that?
With a mustache greeting little girls to come in and buy dresses there. This is bizarre.
I don't even understand the concept. Who do they think that is appealing to? I don't get it.
Yeah. Well, it's appealing to a very small minority of people. And this is, you know, people are waking up to this going, wait a minute, have I been sleeping here? I wake up in today's America, and it is a nightmare on every turn. I mean, it's not about baseball anymore. It's not what's happening inside the lines. It's what's happening outside the lines. Oh, you got to wear a pride jersey. You got an NHL player. No, I ain't wearing a pride jersey. You know, I'm a Christian. I believe differently. I cannot support this. You know, and on and on. And you're talking, I mean, you and I are business people. We believe in the fiduciary responsibility you have to the stockholder, you know, to the customer. And to destroy these brands on a whim like this, I mean, even like what's happened with Bud Light, I mean, you get somebody who graduates from a noted school, and she observes what's happening in the marketing world and says, look, we got big Pride Month coming in. We're going to do this. And she misreads the market and convinces Bud Light that they should go ahead and go all in for this. And it's cost them billions of dollars.
But see, here's the thing, and I said this on Kudlow yesterday, these companies are being held hostage to young, woke employees, the employees that are mainly women, by the way, coming out of our liberal arts colleges, some of the best in the country, and they, it's not just that they have been indoctrinated, that's the word I choose, by their liberal professors. I think they have been taught very different stories and values about our country than you and I were, but they get into these companies and it's the old silence is violence kind of mindset where if you don't declare yourself in favor of, for example, men playing in women's sports, biological women competing in women's sports, you're not just stepping off the grid, you are accosting the transgender community. That is their mindset. So all these companies are doing handsprings to try and appease their young employees instead of just saying, forget it, we're not going to do this, which is what they should be doing. And by the way, that money that Target gives to a foundation that then is spooled out to these dreadful organizations, and that's the only word I can think of, that isn't their money. It's not the CEO's money. It's the shareholders' money.
Exactly.
Because and no one voted on that. No one allowed that. Companies in America, this whole idea that companies should serve a greater good, that is honestly the beginning of unwinding our fantastic competitive corporate culture in this country. Now CEOs are looking over their shoulder thinking, oh gosh, have I checked all the boxes I need to check in this speech? I'm not going to just talk about profits. I've got to talk about doing social good. And meanwhile, and this, of course, was the subject of Silicon Valley Bank. The CEO was so obsessed with social good, he forgot his bank was going bankrupt. I mean,
exactly. This
is the issue. You take your eye off the ball, and the ball goes in the gutter. And that's, that is a lesson for these companies, but they just don't get it.
Liz, it's corporate social credit scoring, just like what they do in Japan, right? In China. And this is what it is. DIE, we call it DIE, DIE, not DEI, because that's what they do. It's a killer. And SDG, it's this whole concept of a corporate credit score. And they will not. I mean, they're watching that because the way they have been conditioned is, look at it, you're going to be looking for money. You're going to be looking for funding. And we're measuring, and this is what I'm hearing, that, State Street, BlackRock, and Vanguard, the three biggest investors here, are looking at your corporate social score. How are you scoring with this? Go ahead.
Worse than that. You're quite right. Vanguard, by the way, has stepped off of this. State Street and BlackRock are now driving this bus. Mm-hmm. And it's not just that they're kind of putting out scores that might inspire investing or not investing. They're also voting in proxy battles and on proxy items brought to shareholders. They're using their enormous clout to push their agenda. And by the way, at BlackRock, for example, it isn't every employee of BlackRock that believes in this stuff. It's Larry Fink, the CEO. Yeah. He's the guy that's made this company, this multi-trillion-dollar company, so influential, and it's just his politics that are really determining how BlackRock's influence is used. There's something very wrong with this because, shareholders basically should not be in thrall to certain individuals, and that's actually what's happening. And most shareholders, if you have a pension fund and your pension fund is invested in Target, you don't vote those shares in a proxy fight or any kind of, and proxies, any kind of shareholder resolutions, it's ISS or it's guiding, and companies like BlackRock actually voting their shares for you. So you have no voice. And again, this is what's so frustrating to people. You don't like it and you have no control over the situation, even though you may be one step removed, an investor in the company.
Exactly. And this is what we've done in not paying attention to our investments and how we're empowering all the wrong behavior that is appalling to us, Liz Peek.
Yeah.
As always, appreciate the time. She's a Fox News contributor, former top-ranked Wall Street analyst, Liz Peek. Just about 29 minutes after top of. Thank you, Liz. Take care.
The FDA issued an import alert for U.S. Customs authorities to detain illegal, disposable, flavored nicotine e-cigarettes from foreign countries, including China. Rich Marianos is a former assistant director for the ATF, now with Georgetown University.
These disposable e-cigarettes have become a real problem. It's encouraging to see the FDA act at the border, but our kids need them to take the next steps and remove these foreign disposables from the store shelves. They have the authority, and now it's time to act.
Sponsored by the Border Security Alliance.
I switched to Boost Mobile and got a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone. Want to know the best part?
It was free?
Nope.
The fact that it's on America's largest 5G networks?
Nope. It's the ding.
Oh, yeah. Love the ding.
Right? It's all about the ding. It's the dingarooski, the dingaroner, the ring-a-ding-ding.
Unleash your power to save with Boost. Get a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone when you switch. Boost Mobile. Unleash your power.
And the ding.
Limited time offer. New customers only. Available on select networks. 5G not available everywhere. One device per line. Tax excluded. Additional restrictions apply. See your local Boost Mobile store for details.
USA News Update. The chairman of the House Oversight Committee plans to move forward this week with holding FBI Director Christopher Wray in contempt of Congress. Then Vice President Joe Biden is being accused by an FBI whistleblower of taking $5 million in exchange for a policy decision. Details are reportedly in the subpoenaed document. Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
I had a phone call with him, explained to him, if he does not provide this, we will hold him in contempt. Now he said, yes, we do have the document, but he'll only show it to the chairman and ranking member. That is not how the Constitution works. If he doesn't come forth and allow everyone to see it, we will move contempt charges against him on Thursday.
In the Stanley Cup Finals, the Vegas Golden Knights are leading the series 2-0 over Florida with a 7-2 victory last night on the Las Vegas Strip. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Back with you. Bill Martinez here, 20 minutes before the top of the hour. Jeff Johnston was with us on Friday. We were talking about, talking to our kids about Pride Month, what's going on, what the kids are being exposed to, whether it's Target, Disney, schools, what the teachers are teaching kids, and what is being challenged in all this is the basis of what this radio show has been all about, and that is objective truth. There is truth, ladies and gentlemen, and I know that the majority, as we were talking with Liz, the majority of Americans believe in objective truth. This idea that truth is relative is cuckoo, look what it's doing. It is confusing people to such a degree that we don't even know. We have a Supreme Court justice that doesn't even know what a woman is. I mean, really? I mean, this is it. So objective truth is out the door, so we're just going to confuse one another and our kids, the next generation, because somehow it's impolite or imprudent or whatever to define what and who a woman is or what a man is. I mean, this is how insane it's become, to where you've got men, biological men, competing with women, and somehow we're supposed to say that's fair when we know as kids. I mean, one of the first things we learn as kids growing up, that's not fair, right? I mean, I hear that all the time from the grandkids. They're growing. That's not fair. He's got it. It's not fair. We instinctively understand what is, but, the culture and a small majority, I mean, really think about it. It's a small minority, as Liz says, that is, and they're very aggressive and they're speaking out. And I find it quite interesting that they are the ones that are doing the damage. And then it's interesting that in some cases, they will say, like, for example, was it Target? Target was saying that they have gotten threats, you know, from white supremacists have threatened them. That's uncharacteristic. This doesn't happen. You know, they're not the ones that are burning down, you know, clinics that are giving women advice on how to deal with their pregnancy other than abortion. It is these James Revenge and these people from the extreme left that are doing the damage, but yet they want to accuse, you know, that, oh, it's white supremacy. It's all these misogynists out there that are doing the damage when it's not been the case. Just like in the Summer of Love, they wanted to blame, you know, conservatives for doing it. But, oh, my goodness, it's Antifa. It's Black Lives Matter. They're the ones that have bricks and fire that's going on. Anyway, I want to replay a portion of this interview with Jeff, because you need to think about how we respond to our kids when they ask questions about the things they're seeing in public that promote Pride Month and LGBTQ issues. Now, keep in mind, Jeff, just so you understand his background, Jeff came out of the homosexual community. So he knows experientially God's mercy and compassion. While working as a youth intern at a church in San Diego, he attended a conference of hope and healing for the homosexual, which began his journey of healing and change, as he says. Since then, he's shared the story of God's transforming power with churches, youth groups, schools, and the news media. Jeff is the issues analyst at Focus on the Family, and here's what he had to say last week.
You're right. As you said, parents must be proactive. They have to be intentional. And this isn't a one-time conversation with a child. Mm. These are ongoing conversations about the differences between men and women, the differences between boys and girls, and God's intentional design and how that's a good thing. You know, as well as telling children the truth, we must make sure that we have an attitude of love towards those who are broken and caught in sin. Mm-hmm. As kids will pick it up. If I have contempt and anger, they pick that up right away. So you want to teach them the truth, teach them to love, teach them to be brave mm-hmm. and wise about how they handle these issues. And you talk more and more about it as they're growing up. It's not just a one-shot deal.
Oh, exactly.
It's got to be an ongoing conversation.
Because guess what? The conversation is going to be ongoing in the peer group. You know, the peer group is going to be very fascinated by this. You know, that's what's going on. And they're going to have all kinds of fun and show and tell, you know, events in classrooms across the country. This is going to happen. And so we need to, you know, prepare our children. And as you say, I mean, in the Shema, the Bible says that three times a day we're supposed to acknowledge God and talk to our kids about this, right? So we need to get back to the basics and first principles, as I often say, Jeff, especially for this season and time that we're in. I mean, it's just, it is so intensified. I mean, you think about this, Jeff. I mean, a year ago, we weren't talking with this sense of urgency and intentionality about this. Yeah, we touched on the subjects, this sort of thing. But it just seems that, you know, the circumstances are really demanding that we up our game, so to speak. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I think, this has been going on for the last 20 to 50 years. It really has been building, but it has intensified in the last year or so. And I think people are becoming more aware of it. And a lot of people are angry, and that's fine. It's, you know, it's okay to be angry when somebody tries to sexualize your children.
Yeah.
But you do want to be intentional again about telling them the truth and then about letting them know you're not angry at them. You're angry at some of the people who try to put these things on children that they're not equipped to handle.
Mm-hmm.
And that you love them, and we also love the people who are caught up in this sin and brokenness. And so it is an ongoing conversation.
And what do you tell the kids, Jeff, when they say, but Miss Jane, she's my favorite teacher. You know, I love her, and she's telling me things. You know, this is what she's saying to me, and you're saying that, you know, this is not right. This really, you know, creates, you know, a dynamic within the family that needs to be confronted, as you say, Jeff, with love, because you know, children especially are going to be so confused. I mean, they're ill prepared to deal with this. This is why this over sexualization of our culture and the way this has come in, you know, we should have seen this coming for a long time, as you said. I mean, this has been going on for decades. It's been a consistent creep into our society. And now here it is. It is greatly, as you say, intensified. And so we have to match up the opposing intensity, don't we?
You're exactly right. And parents should know that in many states it's being mandated that children be taught about homosexuality and transgenderism from kindergarten on up in all their social studies classes. And they're being taught about it in comprehensive sex ed and their books and libraries. We produced a resource several years ago called Back to School for Parents to help parents when they find that these issues are being promoted to their children in school. And it's got lots of great advice. Again, you can find it at the Daily Citizen where I write for Focus on the Family, and it's called Back to School for Parents, and it covers this issue and several others that are deeply concerning that children are being taught in schools, and sometimes it's mandated by the state legislature.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So we need to, parents and grandparents and churches, we've got to be a calm, consistent voice on this issue for children to give them a solid foundation amidst all this confusion.
Well, and Jeff Johnson, as I mentioned, is the issues analyst at Focus on the Family, and he mentioned the resource, Back to School for Families. There is as a resource part of Focus on the Family. Go to focusonthefamily.com, and it's all the information is right there. They've got videos of all kinds of research to help you, because guess what? There's parents all across the country who are connected. They're networked to Focus on the Family, and they're sharing their experiences that they're having and the wins and successes they're having in explaining this to their children. You just cannot leave it up to the schools. I mean, this is clear. The big takeaway since COVID is that we can no longer rely on the teachers, on the educational system. You know, we have to employ what Ronald Reagan called, you know, trust and verify. You know, are you verifying? Are you checking out? You know, it's like, one family, you know, I was talking to them about, some of the educational materials and the books that they had in the classroom. They said, oh, Bill, they took them out of the classroom. But did you find out where they went? They went to the library. So you got all the kids, you know, circulating there at the library, and there's no age restriction in the school library. So they have access to the books, and you know the curiosity of kids, and they're going to share it with one another. They're going to be buzzing about it. So now you're allowing the peer group to educate your children on their sex. We've got more coming up. Stay with us. 18 before the top of the hour right now.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. That's 800-577-5319.
Attention timeshare owners, tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. Yes. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor. Guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We got Samantha Mal, the good news girl. She's got a whole new group of viral videos to talk about. And this first one, boy, I'll tell you, this is really going to grab your attention. But first, let's bring Sam on. Hey, Sam, how are we doing?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you this morning?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I'm excited to talk especially about this first story. This is kind of a in-your-face contrast of what the ladies of The View would spout off about, you know, an evil white man helping a child of color who, oh, yeah, on top of that, is disabled. You know, because that doesn't happen in today's America, right? I mean, white people are bad. They're white supremacists. All they want to do is squash people. But this story, it would probably be unbelievable for them. And this is a teen cashier gets an extraordinary tip from a customer. Tell us about this.
Yeah, that's right. So he's 16 years old. Raheem Lumpkins just started working as a cashier at Independence Pizza Ranch about a month ago. Mm-hmm. And this customer, and I'm sure other customers had noticed his work ethic, you know, even when he's not behind the register, he's sweeping or doing different things, just making sure that everything's taken care of. Just obviously he has a really strong work ethic. So Robert Semay, he saw his attitude one day and he leaves him a $5 tip. And then he comes back the next day and he just says, you know, I appreciate your work and your good smile and your attitude. And, you know, he was talking about how you don't always see that nowadays.
Mm-hmm. And is that the truth? I got to tell you, Sam. I mean, the work ethic of today's employee. I don't know what it is. What we've done to this generation. You know, they don't hustle. You know, they're not. You know, they're on their phones all the time. And I go to a local restaurants and see these kids. They're distracted. You know, they're not flowing to the need. If there's something that needs to be cleaned up, it's not their job. You know, it's not their job. They're not doing it. You know, so when you see somebody who understands service
and responds to it, I'll tell you, it's heartening. It's heartening for us old, you know, schoolers, old, whether you're white or a colored supremacist, you know, it's almost like, you know, with the girls from The View wanted to, you know, refer to Tim Scott, you know, that, you know, because he believes that, you know, we should celebrate the exceptional like this young man, right?
That's right. So Robert ends up pulling a stack of $50 bills out of his pocket that he brought in for this guy, which ended up being a total of $2,500. And it wasn't until then that he realized that he had, like, that, you know, this young guy's arms were kind of different. And he actually wants to become a motivational speaker. Raheem does.
And on the surface, you know, they say he's very much of an introvert, but yet he wants to he wants to be a speaker. That's interesting. Go ahead.
Well, he said that he actually learned, you know, like during this job, he learned how much he like started to look forward to seeing people. And, you know, he's discovered another side to his personality. So he's always been introverted, but he's discovering there's more to it. And, you know, I think that he feels very comfortable with his own skin, and he doesn't consider what his arms being different. He doesn't consider that a handicap, and he wants, especially for other kids that are like him, to be comfortable in their own skin and know that they can do anything they put their mind to. So
I love that he says. I love how he identifies. I'm a regular person, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, he says get God me, and he sees, and he honors God. He says, God made me this way for a reason.
That's right.
That's so cool. I love that.
Right. Yeah. I love that too, and I just, you know, I'm always thankful when somebody, you know, it's like, you always love to see nice things done for people, but when it's done for somebody who seems to be such a good person, you know, it just, I hope this just motivates him even more and helps him realize something about himself, how special he is. And I'm sure we'll be hearing more from him one of these days.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Well, that $2,500 goes into his first car investment,
yeah,
right?
Great.
That's in the bank. So good for him. Well, congratulations and blessings on that, you know, on that customer, you know, acknowledging this young man. I mean, the deposit, what he paid into this man, $2,500, like you said, what's it going to be like? What is that investment going to look like 10 years down the road with this young man?
I know. I'm so curious. I'm so curious and excited to see what comes of that. Cause I just think, you know, Raheem's talking about, it wasn't just the money. It was the gesture, you know, somebody believing him in him like that. And I think if you have money, that's a great thing to be able to do with it, to make the world a better place. I always thought if I won the lottery, you know, or even now, you know, you try to just take what you have and do what you can just to make people's day a little bit better. And I love that.
Yeah, it reminds you, you know, that you reap what you sow. Here's Raheem. What's he sowing? I mean, he's got a cheerful countenance. He's service oriented. And here he is. He's blessed this way. This is awesome. What a great story. This next one involves a nurse and a boyfriend's heroic efforts to save a man's life during a mid-flight emergency. Tell us about this.
That's right. So Emily Rain, she's a nurse at Greater Baltimore Medical Center. And her boyfriend's actually also a former nurse. He's in finance now. But they were on a flight recently, and they got a notification over the intercom, and, you know, the, they're asking, does anybody have any medical experience? There was a man that was slumped over in his seat, and he had stopped breathing, and his heart had stopped beating. He had no pulse as far as they could tell. So, you know, they just rush over. Like, thank God, you know, you always, to me, that's one of the scariest scenarios, is being up in the air like that.
Yeah.
And there's nobody with medical training to help you. You can't call 911 and have someone come up there. And these two nurses ran over, and they started doing CPR for 7 minutes. And it only took the flight 7 minutes to get back to the ground. But they ended up, you know, being able to save the man. And he is apparently doing remarkably well now. They're still not sure why his heart stopped. Mm-hmm. But them being on that flight was literally the difference between life and death. You know, that 7 minutes, that's critical. It seems like a short time, but when you're not breathing...
Yeah. We're told that it doesn't take long, you know, for blood not to get to, you know, specific organs, and it can be, it can lead to death or severe damage. So this is why in this month of June, you know, we're talking a lot about, you know, CPR. If it's been a while since you've taken a CPR class, you know, you should do that, because you just never know when you're going to be called into duty like this, right? And if there's not a nurse or a couple of nurses going to the Bahamas with you, you could be the one that could step up and save somebody's life, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I took a CPR class last year. I'm thinking I need to get refreshed, because that's just one of those things that I never want to need, but I always want to have the ability to help anybody who needs it. You know, I have a cousin who actually, she ended up having to do CPR for her own mother, and, you know, that was something the CPR coach pointed out. A lot of times it's not a stranger that you're doing CPR on. If you're not in the medical
family
field, it'll be somebody. Yeah, that's right. So it's one of those things. I'm like, they should really have classes like this in high school. It should just be something we all know.
Well, you know, and they had it when I was in high school. We had classes like this, and then when I went in the military, we got it. And I'm like you. I agree. You reminded me that it was on my calendar to do this, to go in as a refresher, because it's nothing you do every day, and you know, thank God, rarely use it, but you just never know when you do. And it's, you know, when you get that refresher, you realize, you go, yeah, that's pretty basic, and it's you understand it, and you're better prepared. So we all need to up our game in that particular area. So, you know, congratulations, and thank God all is well. This next story, elderly dog risks it all to protect fur brother from coyotes. This is a cute story. I love this.
That's right. So Vinny is an 11-year-old 10-pound Maltese mix, and he actually only has 3 teeth left, just to give you an idea of how, like, not ferocious this dog is.
Right. Yes.
And he has there's his brother that's Harley, that's much younger, and he's a 12-pound Yorkie. And so recently, you know, surveillance camera caught this whole thing. Harley, the younger dog, the bigger dog, actually hears something outside. He runs outside. And it's two coyotes he's confronted, and one of the coyotes grabs him. And this little tiny dog, this little tiny Vinny, comes running out, and I guess he let out a growl so big and so scary that those coyotes let go of his little fur brother and take off. I can't believe it. Like, when you see this dog, he's so harmless looking, but he must have come out so aggressively.
And with a name like Vinny, he had to be a Vinny with 3 teeth. Come on, right?
I love that he only has 3 teeth, and this kind of, I mean, the other dog ended up needing 20 stitches. So this was no, you know, this is no like light brush with the coyotes. It was actually, you know, it would have been a deadly confrontation, and this little tiny dog, you know, barely weighs anything comes running out.
Back at the den, the coyotes are making fun of him, going, "The three-toothed dog just scared the heck out of you. Are you kidding me? Get out of here. You're not even in the gang anymore." Right? they're kicked out of the parade. This next story is about a South Carolina deputy's small act of kindness changes a woman's entire life. Tell us about this. We got about a minute left, Sam.
So this is down at the Greenville County Sheriff's Office. A deputy responded to a woman last month. His name's Eric Allgood. And he responded to a woman on one of her hardest days. And, instead of just being one of those calls that he comes and then he leaves, he sat down and he talked to her. And she ends up writing a response. And she told the deputy's office that they could share it. And she was just saying, a uniform is not only makes you a good person, but genuinely caring about people makes you good. And I'm still thinking about what you did for me all these weeks later, just sitting down on one of my hardest days, and it changed everything. And, it's just one of those things where, you're recognizing how cops can be called to do all different kinds of things, and you never know. This guy was there at the right time, and quite a blessing for this woman.
Yeah, without a doubt. She's the good news girl. Now you know why. Go to Sam's Corner at BillMartinezShow.com for more.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other name.